The first district used to cover North Seattle suburbs, extending west to Kitsap County and Bainbridge Island. Now it's moved east and north, stretching all the way from Kirkland and Redmond to the Canadian border. I asked Republican candidate John Koster and Democratic candidate Susan DelBene to describe it.
I think the new first district is arguably the most diverse district in the entire state.
It is economically diverse, from computer technology and aerospace up through the agricultural areas.
You go from berry farms and dairy farms and manufacturing and people who build jets.
It is a very beautiful district, but also a swing district, one of the most evenly divided districts in the country.
DelBene is a former Microsoft executive. Koster comes from a dairy farm background. They agree on one thing. The tax system needs to be overhauled, but they would do it in different ways. DelBene would get rid of the Bush-era tax cuts for wealthy people.
We need to have a tax system where everyone pays their fair share.
She says she'd close corporate loopholes and subsidies.
For example, we have oil companies where they're getting a subsidy right now, and yet they're very profitable companies. They don't need a subsidy from the government.
Koster says government needs to shrink and tax rates should come down for everyone, including wealthy people. But he says he'd close loopholes so that the amount rich people pay wouldn't change.
They should still pay their share, you know, not any less than they're paying today.
Koster also wants to lower corporate taxes and cut regulations. He says his main focus is the economy. DelBene has played up social issues. She's pro-choice. Koster is against a woman's right to choose whether or not to have an abortion unless the mother's life is in danger.
Women are saying they want the ability to make their own health care decisions and that government shouldn't get in the middle of their health care decisions.
Listen, the American people want this economy back on track. They want jobs. They want to live their life. A lot of them don't care about those issues. It's not that they don't care. They're not at the forefront of their mind.
It's hard to make any blanket statements about such a diverse district. A state report shows the district would have picked Barack Obama in 2008, but Dino Rossi for governor. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.